The interview.
Speaking of Bob Ferguson and his gubernatorial campaign, there's definitely one person who is not a fan and doesn't think he should be in the governor's mansion. Joining me on the line is someone who says Bob Ferguson has been playing unfairly against him for a very long time. Joining me is activist Tim Eyman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on, Jason.
I think it's fair to say that the AG's office and the Ferguson campaign probably not going to tweet out their proud endorsement from Tim Eyman. What's the latest? Because you and basically he and his office, you guys have been going up against each other for a while now.
Well, it's 11 years of investigation, litigation, persecution. He's spent well over $3 million in taxpayer money going after just me, and that's more money than all cases combined over that same period of time. I mean, it is a full-throated effort, and I'm very lucky that I have former Supreme Court Justice Richard Sanders in the midst of this fight defending me, and we're about to go to the state Supreme Court for an appeal.
What specifically do you think the Attorney General has done that's unethical?
Well, first of all, using governmental power to go after an individual is one thing. But, I mean, he didn't stop with me. Once he drained me dry and everything, I mean, he went after my wife. He went after my kids. He went after my sister-in-law, went after supporters of mine. I mean, that's what the mafia does. I mean, seriously,
how did
he
go after your kids?
It's one thing to take out a political adversary. It's another thing to target their family.
Yeah. How did he target your family?
Just said, hey, we just think, even though we're suing him, we believe that all assets of the entire family should be sacrificed. So he ended up going after the house, tried to get Karen's IRA, basically, we're going to continue to go after even people that are close to you because we've already drained you dry of every penny that you've got and all your assets. So now we're going to go after family members now as well. I mean, that is beyond normal. That's just vindictive. That's evil. And I don't use that word very often with elected officials, but I mean, targeting a person's family, I can't even relate to the mindset you'd have to have in order to be able to do that. And that level of obsession of going after your political enemies with the power of the government, when you're the attorney general, one office, imagine if he's governor and he's running 25 different governmental offices and he's in charge of all of that.
He would argue, here's his mindset, I'm assuming, that you owe $5.5 million worth of fines and, you know, whatever the whole total bill is, and he's just trying to get it for the taxpayer. In fact, he's fighting for the taxpayer. That's his response. And so
that would be his response. Yeah.
And so I think that would move some people to at least not view this necessarily as vindictive versus, yeah, you just owe money and he's trying to collect on my behalf. So how do you win that narrative?
Well, first of all, he did take every penny I ever earned in my lifetime. He ended up going after the house, ended up after going after that. And then after he got all that, then he continued to go after the family members. I mean, I'm fighting to get this thing overturned. And I would implore people to go to timdefense.com, timdefense.com, help me with my legal defense fund so I can pay Richard to be able to defend me in this case. But $5.5 million, it almost doesn't matter. Let it be $55 million. It's more money than I'm ever going to have in the rest of my life. It's the second part of the lawsuit where it is seeking a lifetime ban on all future political activity by me. That, and they've designated me no longer a human being. I'm now a one-person political committee. A one-person political committee is unprecedented. There's no such thing. Normally, a political committee is a group of people that get together to push a campaign. Bob Ferguson ended up coming up with this novel and unprecedented interpretation of the law that says, no, Tim Eyman personally is a nonstop campaign, and anybody that helps him is basically giving him a campaign contribution, and so therefore he's subject to these public disclosure laws. That's one thing, reporting how much I spend on food and toilet paper and all that, but political committees are not allowed to spend any of their funds for personal use. So you end up running into a situation where, as a person, it's illegal for me to spend my own money to take care of myself and my family. I mean, it is a financial death sentence. And as a result, the reason we're fighting it so hard isn't just for me, but to make sure that that legal precedent doesn't stand so that he doesn't target Jason Rance or Glenn Morgan or any other person that just gets too politically active in the state of Washington.
Yeah, I think that is certainly a worthy cause. We'll see where the state Supreme Court goes on this. I'd like to hope that they would side with speech, political speech that is very clearly protected than not, but we'll see. Tim Eyman, thank you so much for stopping by.
I was very happy. Glenn Morgan, fellow activist, filed an amicus on Friday and just highlighted the fact that, well, if you target Mr. Eyman, I'm just going to turn around and use this precedent against all your allies on the state Supreme Court. And so it's a really powerful amicus. I was grateful for Glenn for doing that. So I'm hopeful people can help. Again, it's timdefense.com, and I'm super grateful for you having me on.
Absolutely. Timdefense.com. That's Tim Eyman. You're listening to The Jason Rance Show. Now this.